who lives and always embrace. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sing.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
To accessing divine preservation for 2025, accessing divine preservation, especially for this year, 2025. Like I told you on Tuesday, that scientists already say that there are things on the way, there are things in the atmosphere. Spiritually also, God has revealed to His church concerning the year, how dangerous the year is, and how the enemy is out there looking for who to devour. But I pray for everyone here that it will be minus you in Jesus' name. In Psalm 23 verse 1, let's all turn to Psalm 23 verse 1. In this church, we believe in the word of God. We believe in the word of God, so we do everything by the word and nothing without the word. We are all reading together from verse 1. One go. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. That means I will not lack as far as God is my shepherd. May that be your story. Then verse 2, go on. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters, not the troubling waters. When he's leading you, it can only be by still waters. When you are leading yourself, you can find yourself in many troubling waters. But if the Lord is leading you, he will lead you beside the still waters. Verse 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. The Lord leads me in the path of righteousness. Verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now watch this. Let's take it again. One go. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. For your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Can I hear an amen? Oh, can I hear an amen? It says, for though I walk, he said, yes. Yes. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. That means that, yes, there are times that it is true that evil is looming. There are times that it is true that the witches out there are hunting lives. There are times that it is true that the visions concerning you are real. That there is a demon that is contending, or there is a spirit that is at work against you. It is real. David said, yes, not no, yes. But though I walk through this valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I pray that this year, may God grant you courage over the enemy. No matter what they are planning and what they are doing, you will be bold, you will have courage, you will not be afraid. Before a witch doctor making incantations, before sorceress, before demons, before wicked men in your background, in your family, around your workplaces, that though I walk through them, I shall not be afraid of evil. I fear no evil. Why will you not fear any evil this year? Is that for you are with me. For you are with me. For you are with me. I pray that this year, may the presence of God never depart from you. Are you here with me at all? May the presence of the Lord never depart from your household. May the presence of the Lord never depart from your business. He said, I will not be afraid, not because I have physical bodyguards. I will not be afraid, not because I think I am stronger physically than them. But I will not be afraid because you are with me. If you know God, you will be strong in the face of opposition and not be afraid. Bible says that in the days of affliction or in the days of battle and in the days of adversity, when you begin to faint, it is a sign that your strength is not enough. I get what I'm saying. So when trouble befalls you this year, or something happens to you, or an enemy attacks you, and you begin to show fear, and you begin to run for your life, and you begin to fret, it's a sign that you are not strong enough. It's a sign that you are not strong enough. It's said that for you are with me. You are my strength. You are with me. And then he broke that you are with me down. He said, for thy rod and thy staff. That is that you are with me. When you are with me, you use your rod of corrections and your staff of guidance to keep me from trouble. You get it? So when God is with you, there are two things involved. He corrects you in such a way that you don't get yourself destroyed. And he guides you with love in such a way that you don't miss the path. So your enemies will not get you. I declare that that will be your experience this year. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort you. Now go to the next one. Is that for you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. In the presence of my enemies. Some of you, the Lord has blessed you, but it looks like your blessings is at the blind side of your enemies. That you have been blessed secretly. A time is coming where your blessings cannot be hidden. I get what I'm saying. A time is coming where it will be impossible for you to hide who you are. A time is coming where it will be impossible. Even if you are trying to hide, you will not be able to hide. They will know that God has blessed you. They will know God is using you. They will know. It's like you are trying to hide, but they will still know. I declare that may God carry you to the level where you cannot be hidden from your enemies. You should bless it like you would be sacred. You lift whatever you are doing. You should lift you up. That you cannot hide. That by the time you are hiding, people are doing distractions of you. Will do introduction because you can't hide. God can bring you to that limelight, he can bring you to that level where his blessings will be speaking in your life. Therefore, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. When the Lord sets you a table in the presence of your enemy, one of the meaning is that, as I said, the meaning I gave you some time ago. One of the meaning is that God has glorified you, okay, in the presence of your enemies in such a way that they are unable to do anything about it. You see, when the Lord blesses you or sets a table before you, there are two classes of people that sit around that table. There are those who the Lord has set the table before you, and they are admiring you. They are watching and admiring you as the Lord blesses you. They are called your friends. Like they are admiring you. And there are others too. The Lord set the table before you. They are on the table. And they are enviously watching. But there is nothing they can do about it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, these are the two groups of people that anytime a table is set, by the time somebody is chewing the chicken, somebody is sorting him. Somebody too is admiring you. These two groups of people are always around your table. And I pray that this year, the Lord will bless you in such a way that your enemies will be envious of you. In such a way that your friends, they will admire you. And you see, the good thing is that, and they have nothing they can do about it. That's when God set the table before you. It's like they can't do anything about it. There's nothing. They can't draw a sword. They cannot shoot you. They can only sit down in silence and cry and be envious of you, or sit and just admire you and wish they are like you. Up your two hands for the Lord. So tonight we are going to pray about preservation. You must understand that divine preservation is a heritage for God's people, and it is a necessity for survival in every year and every season. And God in his own wisdom gave us promises concerning our preservation. He promised us that he will be with us. He promised us that he will preserve us. He promised us that he will cover us. He promised us in several ways that it's our heritage, it's part of us as children of God, that we will not walk alone, that though we walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, he will be with us, so we will not fear the evil. Many, many promises that God gave us. Number one, the Lord promises to frustrate every weapon formed against us and to condemn every tongue that rises against us. According to Isaiah 54 verse 15, God promised us that he will frustrate every weapon. Just say, akute biala ebe sobeti a oronu nyankopo se obese no. In 2025, every weapon that is fashioned against you shall be scattered. And with every weapon formed against you shall be frustrated. He said, indeed, they shall surely gather, but not of me. Whoever gathers against you shall fall for your sake. Oh, say an amen. And verse 16, he said, behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coal in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I've created the spoiler to destroy. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This year, that promise of God will be a reality in your life. No weapon formed against you in your family shall prosper. No weapon formed against you in your workplace shall prosper. Let me hear your loudest amen if you are the one. So we will engage it in prayer. Again, number two, the Lord promised us to break every trap and snare of the enemy set for us and to grant us escape. He promised us that he will destroy every trap, secret traps that have been set that you should fall into. That he will deliver us from every trap. He will deliver us from every trap. Psalm 124 verse 1. Is that if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul, everybody watch it, our soul has escaped as a bird from the traps of the fowler. Yeah. And that will be your experience this year. I said that will be your experience this year. That your enemies will keep setting the trap, but it will never ever touch you. It will never ever get you. It will never ever trap you. Say, I rise beyond the traps of my enemies. Those trap, and you will not fall into it. Practically, but God is with you and God will reveal himself to you. Number three. The Lord promised us a wall of fire around about us as a shield against disaster. This year, we are believing God for preservation because he has promised that he will make a wall of fire around us, around the church, around our people, around our members, around our lives. He will make a wall of fire around us. So we will engage that one also. Zechariah 2 verse 5. Therefore, I say, for I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire around her, and I'll be the glory in her midst. I'll be a wall of fire around her. Says the Lord, say me,
I will beat the wall of fire. Now, when there is a wall of fire, which animal will pass through? Which animal? Nobody. Nobody, because they will catch fire and die. I declare that those who are gathering together around you, may they catch fire and die. I said, may they catch fire and die. Those who are holding meetings with your photograph, with your picture, with your name and your address, I declare they will catch fire and die. Yeah. When they try to penetrate, when they try to attack you, the God of this house shall set them on fire. Why? Because God has made a wall of fire around you. It's a protection. The fire that never quenches. Number four, the Lord promises us the mystery of the Passover. The mystery of the Passover. So one of the ways that God promised us preservation is that He will use the blood of the Passover. The Passover blood, He will use that Passover blood to preserve us. That is the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross. He is our Passover lamb. They will use the blood of Jesus to mark us so that the enemy cannot attack us. Exodus chapter 12 verse 13. The Bible says, now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. When I strike the land of Egypt. So I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So one of the ways that God preserves His children is by using the blood. Everybody say the blood. That is why we took communion on Sunday. That is why the women ministry also engaged in communion again in the evening. We believe in the preservative power of the blood of Jesus. And this year I pray that may the blood of Jesus speak in your own life. And may the blood of Jesus preserve you beyond the plans of your enemies. May He cover your business and cover your destiny and cover your marriage and cover your family and cover your ministry. Shout your loudest amen. That is Exodus 12 verse 13. Then number five, the Lord promises us the ministry of angels as our shield against calamity. The Lord promises us that He will use angels to protect us. And this church, we have angels. We have angels. We call the angels of rescue. We have angels that protect us. We have angels that work in our midst anytime we gather. We have angels that can follow our members everywhere and bring them into blessing and bring them into favor. We have angels. Tell somebody about you, we have angels. They are assigned angels. So we have angels. Psalm 91 verse 11. He said, for He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up. Otherwise you dash your foot against a stone. In their hands they will bear you up, as you will fall. Psalm 34, the verse number 7 also says, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear Him and delivers him. The angel of the Lord, He encamps around. You see, when we say that an army has encamped around the city, that means that the whole troop, like the way Russia did to Ukraine, they besieged them so that nobody can go, nobody can come. They can surround you. They can surround your gates. They can hijack your airport, hijack your harbor and any means of escape so that you can go nowhere. Your airspace, your land, your sea, so that you are stuck there until they finish you. Now, when God wants to protect someone, aside using the blood and using angels and the other things that we have spoken about, God promised us protection through using angels that encamp around us. That encamp is different from the fire. These are angels that have surrounded you, waiting to attack the enemy. And this year, that is what we are doing in this month of January. That we are praying that God should make angels available. So that by the time you are entering into February, the angels are already available. They are already protecting you. By the time you are entering into that bus, the angels are already protecting you. By the time you are crossing that road, the angels are already with you. So that strange things happen around you, you don't know how you escape them. But it is because spiritually, you have encamping angels. You have encamping angels that have surrounded you all over. Clap your two hands for me. And the secrets of this preservation that I'm talking about, the secrets to receiving these promises of preservation that I'm talking about, is one, having, carrying divine presence. Carrying divine presence. Psalm 91 verse 1. That he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, he shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. So, some of these preservative powers that we are talking about, promises, they work because of the presence of God. Once you lose the presence of God around you, for any reason, maybe sin or engaging in worldly songs and other things. That's why this year you have to be careful about the things you do, and you have to be careful about worldly songs, because once the presence of God leaves you, you stand at a risk. The enemy can just take advantage of that and just attack you. It's like what Jesus said: when men slept, the enemy came to do his own work. Are you getting it? So you must host the presence of God. Tell somebody about you this year, host the presence of God. Make sure you don't lose out on the presence of God. Make sure you don't lose out. Then the second way, or the second secret to this preservation, is faith or trust in the Lord. Faith in God. Maintaining faith in God. That if you can keep your faith high, you say, don't believe that the devil is more powerful than God. Don't believe that your witches or the witches in your father's house, they can finish you. Don't believe in the devil more than you believe in God. I was telling somebody this morning that have faith, not in the curses people are declaring. Have faith in God, that God is protecting you. Don't be afraid of what your enemies are saying. After your enemies, they will say something. After your enemies, they will curse you. They will not bless you. They will curse you. They will invoke charms against you. That is who they are. That's what they do. Don't be surprised if you hear that somebody is doing something evil against you. Rather, you must know that that is their work. That is what they do. Rather, you must have faith that your God is more potent than their charm. That your God can protect you beyond their charm. That your God can preserve your life, can preserve your family, can preserve your children, can preserve the work of your hands more than the charm that they have cast against you. You must have that faith. Bible tells us in Ephesians 6, verse 16. It said, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench all fiery darts of the enemy. So faith is like a shield. When the devil throws an attack, it's a shield that the warrior uses to block it. May your faith block every satanic attack this year. Did you hear what I said? I said, may your faith block every satanic attack this year. Faith should block every satanic attack that has been programmed against your faith. And so believe in God. Tell somebody about you believe in God. And believe God is with you. Believe God is with you. Believe that He is protecting you. Believe that the angels of this house, they have encamped around you and your children. Believe that as you are going, you will not have any accident. Believe that you will not lose any job. Believe that you will not miss any contract. Believe that no weapon formed against your shop shall prosper. Just believe it. Believe in the Lord that once God is with me, no weapon against me shall prosper. Believe in God. Have faith in God. That's the meaning. Clap your two hands for me. Listen, this year when you wake up from any terrible dream, believe in God more than the dream. Are you getting what I'm saying? I said, when you wake up from any terrible dream, a lot of Christians, you empower the devil. How? By believing in the dream more than what the Bible has said about you or what God is also doing for you. If the devil could kill you, he should have finished you in the dream before you woke up. So when you wake up, it doesn't mean that that dream is coming true. What it means is that the devil has planned something. Why don't you also take your shield? When a warrior is fighting, he doesn't just have a sword. He also has a shield. The sword is for attack. The shield is for defense. So when the devil sends you a text message through your dream, you must block it with your shield of faith. You must block it with what you believe in, what you know. That the Bible says that he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. That the Bible says that he that is with us, they are more than they that are against us. You must be able to believe that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You must believe that he has said that he will frustrate the devices of the wicked, that their hands will not be able to carry out their plans. So once you see their plans and get that word of God, that their hands cannot carry out their plans. So you announce to the devil, this is what you have planned, but your hands cannot carry out with this plan. I cancel it in Jesus' name. It will not happen. I will not die. I will not bury my children. I will not lose this job. My marriage will not collapse. You see, anything you see in the dream, I said, block it with what? Faith. Block it with faith. Hallelujah. Just block it with faith. Just block it with faith. Just block it with faith. Shadarabadoshemesh. One more way that we are able to tap into the preservation of God is by the word of God. Not just faith, but the word of God itself. Using the word, quoting the scripture. Jesus said, it is written. It is written. Believing in what is written. Psalm 91 verse 4. He said, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will take cover. His truth, which is the word of God, shall be your shield and your buckler. His truth. And you know, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when he says the truth be your shield, it is what? Applying the word of God, which we call faith. You understand? So the word of God is like a shield for us. That's why it plays a role in faith. Then number four, the mystery of dedication. The mystery of dedication. That's the final one. The mystery of dedication. Psalm 91 verse 14. Is that because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. Because he loves me, I will deliver him. Listen, there are certain deliverances that come not because you prayed. I get what I'm saying. There are certain things God will deliver you from, not because you are stronger than the enemy. Not because the enemy didn't really plan something against you. There are things that you escaped this year just because you are dedicated to God. So there are preservation and covering and protection that we enjoy just because we are dedicated to God, just because we are passionate for God, just because of zeal for the Lord. It's one of the blessings of zeal for the Lord. That because David has zeal for me, therefore I will deliver him. I pray that this year, as you demonstrate the zeal of God, may God also protect all that concerns you. I said, may God protect all that concerns you. As you demonstrate love for God, as you serve him, as you do his work in this church, as you pray, as you fast, as you read your scriptures, as you bring souls to the kingdom, as you usher and as you sing and as you work for the Lord, I declare that may God bring you deliverances all around you. Wherever the enemy will rise against you, God will deliver you. God will deliver you. You may not know it, but the Lord will deliver you. Just not because David has prayed, but just because he loves me. Just because he loves me. I'll deliver him and I'll set him on high. This year, the Lord will promote you to another level. You didn't hear what I said. I said, this year, the Lord will change your level upwards. And now somebody seated by you, your level is changing upwards. Because levels can change downwards. Do you understand that? Levels can change downwards. Where that is where I say, first I used to have. Now I don't, it's like the level has changed downwards. But I declare over everybody in this 14 days that this year, your levels will only change upwards. Shout, my level is changing upwards. And it comes by what? Zeal. Love for the Lord. Working for, that's why this year you must work for God. You must engage. Don't let the devil stop you. You must serve the Lord because God has some promotion for you. Tell somebody by you, there is a promotion waiting for you. Sometimes before, have you ever seen anybody jumping high? Have you ever seen anybody do it? How many of you, when you were in school, you were involved in athletics? You did a little athletics in school. You did a little athletics. Good, good, good. If you did a little athletics, you will be used to high jump, 100-meter race, and those things. Have you ever seen somebody engaging a high jump who never went down before going up? Have you ever seen somebody who just ran and jumped? Everyone who must change level upwards, first what comes down before he rises. For any of you who seem like you have changed level downwards and you have entered into this year, I declare that the next place you are going is upwards. They didn't hear what I said. I said, the next place you are going is upward. I don't know who I prophesied to, but if you are the one, it will happen for you. If you can believe that, Lord, even though I have come down, I am going up again. Even though I have stepped down, I am stepping up again. Even though I lost something, I am gaining more. Even though I fell, I am rising higher. Clap your two hands and say, I go higher.
Clap your two hands together.
Amen. So be dedicated, okay? Okay? Don't joke with church this year. Don't joke with serving God. Paying your tithe, your offerings, giving to them. You're like serving God everywhere. Don't joke with it. Because it has its own blessing. He said, because he has known my name. Because he has known my name. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.